KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, March 23rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State women's basketball had their season come to an end Friday afternoon as they would fall to the 6-seed Washington 72-54 in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Fort Worth, Texas. Jackrabbits finished the year with a 27-7 record. Senior Brooklyn Meyer had a good start, got into some foul trouble. She still led the Jackrabbits with 29 points. That ties the school record for most points in an NCAA tournament game. She also added 7 rebounds, as that wraps up the career for Brooklyn Meyer. Emily Fox, she had 14 points on Friday, hitting 4 of her 5 three-pointers. Meanwhile, Washington, they advanced to the second round. They would lose a heartbreaker last night to the number 3 seed TCU, 62-59 in overtime. Dakota Wesleyan softball would win a pair of extra inning games at home over the weekend, defeating Hastings on Saturday, 3-2 in 10 innings and also 3-2 in 8 innings. With those wins, the Tigers now improve to 3-1 in GPAC play and 20-11 overall on the season. Dakota Wesleyan softball scheduled to travel to Omaha this week. They'll be at the College of St. Mary on Friday afternoon for a 3 p.m. doubleheader. Dakota Wesleyan baseball would lose both games of a double dip at Hastings on Friday, losing 16-0 and 10-7. With those two losses, the Tigers now back at 500 on the season at 11-11. They're scheduled to be at Morningside tomorrow at 2 p.m. for a pair of games. SDSU softball took 2 out of 3 over the weekend in Vermilion at USD. The Jackrabbits would win the first two games of the series, 4-0 and 9-0. Coyotes, so they would salvage the final game yesterday, 8-6. SDSU softball hosting North Dakota for a 3-game series starting Friday, 4 p.m. in Brookings. Meanwhile, USD, they'll be on the road again at St. Thomas for 3 games. That starts Friday at 2 p.m. South Dakota State baseball, they would take 2 out of 3 versus North Dakota State, defeating the Bison on Saturday 13-5. They would blow them out yesterday in Brookings 11-1. SDSU now 2-4 in the Summit League. They'll travel to Creighton coming up Wednesday for a single game at 6 p.m. as they jump back out of conference coming up in Omaha. USD women's basketball, their season continues. They defeated Northern Colorado yesterday 80-60 in the second round of the WNIT. Coyotes would fall behind early 9-0, but they would outscore Northern Colorado 21-4 throughout the rest of the first quarter. Angelina Robles finished with a game-high 21 points. Coyotes move on. They will host Pepperdine in the WNIT round of 16 Thursday night, 7 p.m. in Vermilion. And South Dakota State's run at the NCAA Wrestling Championships wrapped up Saturday in Cleveland. There were 4 Jackrabbits eliminated during the third session. Moses Espinosa Owens was the lone SDSU wrestler to pick up a win Saturday. He earned a 6-3 decision in the second consolation round, but then his tournament would end the very next round. Also eliminated, Brady Rourke ended up losing to the returning national champion Vincent Robinson. Also, Kale Swenson and Bennett Berg would lose in the consolation rounds on Saturday. For more sports, check it out online, kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.